mentioned in my last podcast that I spent about 20 years in the restaurant industry while I was writing novels. And it was a big deal to me when I finally got out of that industry and said, well, what am I going to do now? And initially I got a little work. I got some work as a technical writer, which was nice to get paid for something that wasn't waiting tables, but I got tired of that very quickly. And then I got a job at a very successful video game company writing stories for them. And that was exciting. I was getting paid well, and I was getting paid to write something and to talk about stories. And that was real exciting until it wasn't, until I was bored of that too. And I realized, man, it's nice to get paid, as I said, for something besides waiting tables, to know people will pay me to do something, to think. But the truth is, in a way, it's all just like more waiting tables. I want to do some work that I'm excited about, that is something I look forward to doing, not just that I'm compensated for. And yes, I wanted to be a writer. I knew that, but I sensed there was more to what I would do than just writing books. And so about 6 months after I left the restaurant, this was back in 2007, I started writing a blog. Blogs were relatively new, and I got interested. It was an opportunity for me to publish something, to share something without having to go through, essentially self-publish it, without having to go through magazines and such. I could just write something and put it up. And so this was great. And the subject matter of those blogs was the intersection of creativity and spirituality. And I got very interested in that. And I loved writing those. I would do it 2 to 3 times a week. I'd take my laptop to a little cafe and I'd sit down and I'd write those things. And I'd never written this kind of stuff. I'd never written nonfiction like that before. And I was finding a new voice for it. I loved doing it. Very surprising. Of course, no one was really reading it. I didn't know how to share it. I didn't know how to tell people about it. I wasn't really on social media, but I just did it, and I figured somebody somewhere was reading it, and whatever, it was fine. But there was still the issue of money. I had been the breadwinner. My wife was an artist and a writer, and we made an arrangement where she would be home with the kids while I was out waiting tables, and I didn't want her working during the day while I was working at night. We'd never see each other. So that was, my role was to be the breadwinner. And one day I'm sitting with my wife, Jen, and, you know, it'd been a little while since I'd had a job. We still had money, but, you know, we were spending and not earning. And she said to me, Bill, so what's the plan here, money-wise? What's the plan? And I thought about it, and I said, well, I do enjoy writing those blogs. She kind of sighed and said, I know, but there's no money in the blogs. And I said, I know, but I really like doing them. And, you know, to this day, that is one of the best answers I've ever given when it comes to the question of money and work. And the reason I loved that answer was I had no plan for how to make money off of that work. I don't know how you monetized blogs, and I didn't really think I would with that. And I didn't know where it was going. I just knew I liked it, that I looked forward to doing it, that I was excited about it, that the ideas were compelling to me, that I would think about the ideas when I wasn't working on the blog. Things were always bubbling around me. I'd be off for a run. I'd get another idea for one. Oh, I want to write about that. It was new, this excitement, and it was really stimulating. And I thought, somewhere in there, there's something that I can make money off of. Somewhere in there is some kind of work. And I was right. I was right. Everything I'm doing today, this podcast, the books I've published, the magazine I edit, the interviews I've done, the classes, all that stuff really grew from how I was exploring the idea of the intersection of creativity and spirituality all those years ago, when I had no idea where it was going. And remind me that the most important plan in certain ways is no plan. Just pay attention to what you're actually interested in. The plan will reveal itself, but the thing you have to focus on above everything else is what is actually enjoyable, and then just trust where it's going to go. You know, my wife kind of rolled her eyes at that, and I think I reassured her, like, don't worry, I'll come up with something. And eventually I did, but it took a while. But it would have been very easy for me to say, I'll get a job somewhere, I'll do something. But I didn't want to do that. I wanted to learn what it was like to make money for something I love to do. And that's what I do now. So as a creative person, I think it's very important to remember that. the best plan is to do something you love doing. And then the whys and the hows of it will work itself out. But your job is to identify what actually draws your attention most effortlessly. And when you do that, the plan, it's almost like it's been worked out for you, will begin to unfold as you go forward. Just like how you write a scene and you don't know how it's going to go, but you know you're interested in it. And then you write one sentence and then the next and then the next. And before you know it, you've got yourself a scene and a chapter and a book. It's how it works. We're the author of our life. Yes, we are. Okay. So there's that. No plan. A little tough. I know that can be hard. Just trusting in what you're interested in, but that's what you got to do. Maybe that's the hard part for you. Money, is that the hard part? I understand. Let me know what you think the hard part is. And as always, if you like this stuff, you can subscribe. Don't have to miss anything. And if you do like it, say so. I want to hear from you. Yeah, I do. So until next week, this is Bill Knauer. Stay fearless.